Welcome to Sefer Ezra, it's Perek Zion. Here we have the Yichus of Ezra and his credentials being a leader, a Talmid Chacham, an advisor to the king. The Yavesh gives Ezra permission to go and move to Eretz Yisrael. We see his goals, his spiritual persona. Rashi says they enamored him to Koresh, and he causes Koresh to, they make Koresh honor his request. So Ezra now moves. Dar Yavesh provides Ezra with a letter to solicit donations, and he gives funds himself. And in fact, he exempts those working in the Beis HaMikdash from taxes. The Yavesh says you can establish courts, you can have punishments if you like as well, not have them, you can give them out, those courts have power. During the recording of the letter, we again have a switch to Aramaic and then back to Hebrew. It's interesting, I guess those reflect the dominion. You know, are we being ruled by others? Are we governing ourselves? Ezra brings many Jews back with him, especially those of questionable lineage, interestingly enough, and they arrive in Yerushalayim on Rosh Chodesh Av. There's a system of taxes, there's Torah law enforced, and Ezra thanks Hashem, and we're told that he gathers leaders to go to Eretz Yisrael with him. In fact, the Malbim writes that Daryavish in Pasuk Yugimel seems to have given permission to move to Eretz Yisrael because Koresh's permission wasn't far reaching enough. Was only to those who were building the Beis HaMikdash. But once the Beis HaMikdash was completed, then Daryavesh didn't give any more permission. And therefore, we needed a second permission. Koresh's permission was only those building the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, we need another set of permission for everyone.